Shalom, I thank you very much, Sister Barbara, for your lead. And to God be the glory for all the tributes that we have heard. Tributes in different ways as we acknowledge Mother's Day today. And how important it is for all of us to see mothers in the light of how God sees them. It is important that we give them the praise and the honor that they deserve, because they are our mothers and they have set us examples. Not only those tributes, but I'd like to say a very, very happy Mother's Day to all the biological mothers, the foster mothers, the spiritual mothers who are with us today and who are listening, maybe not necessarily on your direct phone, but you are listening by way of somebody else's phone. To God be the glory, and we bless God for you. Personally, like what we have heard, I've missed my mother each time that I look on her picture, which is set very close to where I sit inside the house. I just remember good times, and I want to give God glory for her. Today is recognized all over the world as Mother's Day, and it is so important that we continue to remember this, because it is Mary, the mother of Jesus, who declares to us, "My soul doth magnify the Lord." And with all the delicate way in which she presents that thought there, when the weight of the responsibility of bearing a child, which God has given to her, that will change the course of this world, when that weight of responsibility really hit her, one thing she ended up doing, giving God the glory. And I must say here that each of us, each of you mothers that are here, you have had moments of severe difficulties in bearing your offspring. And during those times, you can identify who was your helper. He was none other than the Lord himself. And I bless the Lord for you, for being steadfast with this responsibility, so that today we can come together and celebrate you in a very special way. To God be the glory, a very, very happy Mother's Day to all of you. And I just want to single out Sister Russell, who is not well, by virtue of the fact that on Mother's Day she's not well. I want to say a very happy Mother's Day to you, Sister Russell. And I trust that you will feel much better as the day wears on. At the end, we will ask Pastor Fiani if he would just breathe a word of prayer on her behalf. Our sister is not well, and we all will pray with her. Amen. I also would like to single out Sister Salman. Her mother is over 100 years old. We have a centurion with us, and I bless God for her to know that by way of God's mercy and strength, she lived to see this milestone. Very, very, very important. And we give God the glory for all of these things that are unfolding themselves to us. Bless the Lord. I also would like to use this opportunity to say thanks to Pastor Fiani and Sister Barbara, the filler. Sister Barbara filled these different slots in the church from time to time. Thank you very much for sitting in last week, for you to have a wonderful service here in Miami. I was in New Divine, in the convention, and I must tell you, it was a very successful convention. They have worked hard, they have prayed hard, and it turned out to be an overwhelming success. So God be the glory for that. And we trust that when the time comes for us to have our convention, it will be equally wonderful. Bless the Lord. Now, I know time is gone. I just want to say thanks to all our visitors that are here with us. And the phone at times do act up, as we have heard in some of the tributes, especially my daughter Danielle's presentation there. And I want to say a very, very, very big thanks to her for paying that tribute to Sister Judy. And to God be the glory. You should, if your phone should become disconnected, I'm just going to ask you please to call in again, because we do experience this problem from time to time. Let me rush on here. Time is gone, and I just like to make a presentation here by way of the word of God to our hearts. Proverbs chapter 23, verse 22 to 25 was read by Sister Henry. And I'd like to exhort us for a short time on it as we focus upon the Lord and what He's doing even at this time. I just would like to read one verse, but I would like if you would read the rest from your own Bible as we go on. Verse 22 said, "Hearken unto thy father that begot thee, and despise not thy mother when she is old." That's Proverbs chapter 23, reading from verse 22 to 25. And the topic that I'm going to use is God takes this relationship seriously. God takes this relationship seriously. The relationship between a mother and her children, or a mother and her child. God takes that relationship seriously. I would like all of us in this service, as we come to celebrate Mother's Day, and at the same time, it is Men's Sunday in the Apostolic Church. So that's why we have a combination here of Sister Barbara moderating and I am ministering. It is a combination, because normally in the church service, today would be Men's Sunday. Sister Barbara would not be here. But by virtue of the fact that it's Mother's Day, Sister Barbara is representing all of the mothers who are here from the female standpoint. And so we are glad to have her. As I described to you earlier, she's the filler, and she will fit all these different areas. But I am glad to know that this is a combination service, because what we read from Proverbs, the very first verse, has the Lord addressing two areas, the parents, the man and the woman. That says, "Hearken unto thy father that begot thee." And we're not talking about foster father here. We're talking about biological father, as the Bible describes it. "Hearken unto thy father that begot thee, and despise not thy mother when she's old." And we said that we are arguing under the topic, God takes this relationship seriously. Now, to show you how serious God takes this relationship, is that over 8 times in the Bible, the Lord indicates that we should honor our father and our mother, that our days may be long. There is a judgment side to this. Not only that we should honor our father and our mother, but God was careful to inform us that in doing so would allow our days to be long. And as I sat here not too long ago, the thought came to me that most of us who are in this service, I think it is safe to say most of us who are in this service are over 70 years old. And therefore, it tells us that there is a certain element of honoring our parents when we were much younger that allows us to see this period in our lives. Because on the basis of honoring them, the Bible said that we will live long, that our days will be long. So it means then that in the mind of God, dishonoring our parents brings with us a certain level of judgment that shortens our days and causes us not to live long on the land that the Lord has given unto us. And to the youngsters who might be listening to the service, I am saying to you that the Lord takes this relationship between parent and children seriously, to the extent that he informs us that there is a danger that is involved in not honoring our parents, and in particular, our mother. But let me move on from here and go on to the benefit of honoring our parents. I'd like us to still remember what the Lord said, because the Lord was very careful in putting this there, that long life depend on us honoring, despising not our mother and our father, but honoring them. How do we honor our parents here, and especially our mother? Well, verse 2 tells us something. Not verse 2, the second verse in the passage that we read. Verse 23. Proverbs chapter 23, verse 23. Tells us something. And while the verse might sound like it detached from the passage, it seems isolated. Yet, it falls right where it's supposed to be because of its meaning. Verse 23 said, "Buy the truth and sell it not. Also wisdom and instruction and understanding." The Bible is saying to us, our mother, the instruction from our mother, the instruction from our father, to their means men Sunday in the church. Those instructions produces four things that are valuable. Four things that are valuable passed on to us by our mother. And listen to the four things again. They are truth. They are wisdom. They are instruction. They are understanding. The word is saying to us, the opposite of not obeying our Father, which is in verse 1. Not obeying our Father and not and despising our mother, we fall into this category where we embrace truth, where we embrace wisdom, where we embrace instruction, where we embrace understanding coming from what they taught us. Our parents, they are the first layer of authority that we face as children. It is through them that we get information. And those information, the Bible is telling us, are valuable to the extent that the Bible is saying we should not sell it. Get truth, buy truth, and sell it not. Nor wisdom, nor instruction, nor understanding. Those things we receive from our parents. And our mother who spends more time with us, through her, we absorb these here of importance. Listen to what is said here in Proverbs chapter 6. Proverbs chapter 6. Listen to what Proverbs 6 says us. Proverbs chapter 6 verse 20. My son, keep thy father's commandment and forsake not the law of thy mother. Bind them continually upon thy heart and tie them about thy neck. What will they do? Let us look on the next verse. Verse 22. When thou goest, it shall lead thee. Hallelujah. When thou sleepest, it shall keep thee. And when thou walkest, it shall talk with thee. The instruction, the truth. What we're talking about here, we're talking about the truth, the wisdom, the instruction, and the understanding that we receive from obeying our parents. Let me read the last verse here, verse 23. For the commandment is a lamp, and the law is a light, and reproof of instruction are the way of life. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! That is what we receive. That is the benefit that we got from Proverbs chapter 23 and verse 23. That is how it is applied. When we go anywhere, it walks with us. Truth walks with us. When we are asleep, truth is there with us. Whatever it is that we are engaged in, truth, wisdom, instruction, and understanding that we gain from our parents, is they are with us. So I am exhorting our younger people right now. I'm exhorting our younger people who are here. Follow the instruction. Follow the wisdom. Follow everything that your mother teaches you. And it will guide you in life. It will form you. It will inform you as well. And cause you to live not only a long life, but a productive life in society and in your family. Bless the Lord. As a result of adhering to the instruction coming from father and mother, according to this passage, we find out that whatever is learned here from the parents manifests itself in the wider world. Let's see how two of the wisest people that has ever walked the face of the earth, let us see how they deal with their mothers. Let us see how the wisdom that they had manifests itself in them honoring their mother and making room for their mother. Let us see. First one we will go to 1 Kings chapter 2. Let's go on to 1 Kings chapter 2. First Kings chapter 2, verse 18 and 19. Listen to what it says. We're talking about Solomon being the first of the two individuals we're referring to. The two wisest person that had ever walked the face of the earth. Remember what we said there. The word tells us that we should not despise the teaching of our mother. But instead we should follow her teaching. And as a result of her teaching, it will produce truth. And it will produce wisdom. It will produce instruction. And it will produce understanding. So let us see the wisest person outside of the Lord Jesus that has ever walked the face of the earth deals with his mother, Solomon. 1 Kings chapter 2, verse 18 and 19. And Bathsheba, her name, the king's mother's name was Bathsheba. And Bathsheba said, "Well, I will speak for thee unto the king." Now, I am not going to go into this part of it. But Bathsheba was asked to do something on behalf of another brother of Solomon. And this is what is happening here. And I read verse 18 again. And Bathsheba said, "Well, I will speak for thee unto the king." Listen to verse 19 carefully, church. The wisest man outside of the Lord Jesus that has ever walked the face of the earth. And Bathsheba therefore went unto King Solomon to speak with him for Adonijah. And the king rose up to meet her. that exalted position as the king, Solomon, the greatest influencer that you could find in terms of his reigning ability in Israel. When he saw his mother, the honor, when he saw his mother, he got up from out of his position as a matter of reverence, respect, honor to her. And the king rose up to meet her. Rose up to meet. Didn't ask one of the workers to guide her to a waiting room, and he will meet her in there. But right up to the throne, right in front of the throne. His mother, he rose up from his seat to meet her. But he did more than that. He did more than that. And bowed himself. And bowed himself unto her. The king. King Solomon, the wisest man up to that point that has ever walked the face of the earth, rose up from his illustrious position as a king in honor of his mother. And not only that he rose up, but he bowed his head to her. Oh my God, bowed himself to his mother, reverence, respect, honor that is due to her. I'm wondering how many people in authority are reading this passage, I've read this passage. How many people in authority, both here in America and in other countries, comes across this passage of scripture? How many people in authority knows where the mother is right now? Solomon bowed himself to her and ever sat down at his throne. And cause a seat to be set for his mother, for the king's mother. And she sat on his right hand. The right hand, the right side of the throne is set for a place of honor. It is known universally as a place of honor. That's why when the Bible tells us that Jesus sits down on the right side of the throne of God, it is a place of enormous honor. And here Solomon not only got up in acknowledgement of his mother, but bowed himself in reverence of his mother and places her at the right side of the throne. This is my mother. He is saying without speaking, this is my mother. I love her. I adore her. I honor her. And I'm placing her where she belongs, a place of honor beside the throne. And you mothers who are here, I want you to feel honor this day in the church. I want you to feel honor that you have been blessed by God. And some of you might not receive the recognition that you deserve from men, but in the eyes of God, you are highly favored and you are honored. Hallelujah. Now let us look, because time is going fast. Let us look on Jesus here. St. John chapter 19. St. John chapter 19, verse 25 to 27. And we're talking about two of the wisest persons. Not two of, but the two wisest persons that has ever walked the face of the earth, Solomon and Jesus. Let us see what happened here in terms of Jesus. John 19, 25 to 27. Now there stood by the cross of Jesus his mother and his mother's sister Mary, the wife of Cleopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Sister Mary, there's always a lot of Mary around Jesus, my sister. Welcome to that company. When Jesus therefore saw his mother and the disciples standing by whom he loved, that was careful to be there, because the word wants us to know who that disciple was without actually calling his name. And he is John. John was that disciple that was standing there along with these sisters. Standing by whom he loved. He said unto his mother, "Woman, behold thy son," meaning John. And then said he to the disciple, "Behold thy mother." And from that hour, that disciple took her unto his own home. This is the last instruction Jesus gave on the cross before he died. This is the last instruction as he gave beside him to behold the weeping sisters, including his mother, and John standing there and realizing that he is going to die in a little while. He is making sure that his mother, hallelujah, is well taken care of. Can somebody say praise the Lord? Can somebody say praise the Lord here?
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Praise him again.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. One of the wisest men that has ever walked the face of the earth, going out in death, but look on his mother, realizing that she is going to be without her son. By this time, Joseph, her husband, had died. And he said to one of his disciples, the last instruction given by him, "Take care of my mother." Hallelujah.
Amen.
Take care of my mother. Hallelujah. 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 And what did John do? John took her to his own home. John nourished her. John cherished her as if Mary was his own mother, following the instruction given by a dying Savior.
Mm.
Hallelujah, church. Hallelujah. Amen. So when we in this church today, when we honor Mother's Day, we are doing it with a passion, because God himself takes the relationship seriously between a mother and her children. And we are to look on it the very same way. We are to look on it the very same way. But I must admit to you that sometimes not all of us do. And this is where the second verse that we read there comes in very handy. Because with you and I being guided by that wisdom, that understanding, that truth, that instruction that comes from the mother, we would avoid the pitfalls of creating discomfort for our mother. But some has fallen through the cracks. I remember in Jamaica. It was a documentary. And there was this sister. There was this a mother who, she was advanced in age, much advanced in age. And she had an appointment with the doctor. And it turned out that nobody was available to take her to the doctor, except a daughter that she had who has made it in society. She was well off. And when nobody was able to go, and it turned out that she was reluctantly the person to go, she eventually took her to the doctor. And the receptionist, in checking in before she sees the doctor, asked her, the doctor, a question about the mother, because the mother was not able to respond to the different questions coming from the receptionist. And after, in the middle way of the questioning, the receptionist said to her, is she your mother? And the daughter said, you could call it Doc. Her own biological mother. And her answer to a question of identity is, you could call it that. No longer was she the beautiful woman when she was conceived. No longer was she the type of person who could answer questions like what the receptionist was asking. I don't know whether or not she was hearing still properly. I don't know whether or not she was seeing still properly. I don't know whether or not whatever it is may have gone wrong with her. She probably was not even walking properly. And this daughter who had made it in society and at the prime of her life refuses to identify with her as her biological mother. These are pitfalls. These are pitfalls that we got to be careful to guard ourselves against. And that is where truth, wisdom, instruction, understanding comes in, that we get from our parents, and we should wear it around our neck. But mothers, be of good courage today, I would like to say to you. Be of good courage. Because that mother who was not able to take the interview with the receptionist. And she was not the person that she once was. It is that young lady who had made it in society. She is one of the reasons why her mother was in that condition. Because that 9 months that she carried that daughter sucked away many of her ability physically to become a daughter, a profession. And not only for that 9 months, but even afterwards, many nights she would probably sat up to keep her comfortable. All of those investments in her, at the end, she was not able or wanting to identify biologically with her. But I thank God for the scripture. Regardless of how our mother or our grandmother might look, or might lost some of their faculties, I am glad for the scripture that says we shall be changed. Hallelujah. We shall be changed. This mortal shall put on immortality. Hallelujah. Though our outward man perish, our inward man is renewed day by day. But we shall have what? A glorious body like the body of Jesus. So, sisters, mothers, rejoice here. Rejoice. Age is going to affect you. But the love of God is still with you. Because you have played your part. As God has asked you to do. Be fruitful. And multiply. And replenish the earth. You have played your part here. Hallelujah. And in closing, let me just use one more verse of scripture to us. As we continue. Because the last verse of this. The last verse of Proverbs, the passage that we have read, listen to what it says here to us. It says, that is verse 24, Proverbs chapter 23, verse 24. Thy father and thy mother shall be glad. And she that bear thee shall rejoice. Listen to old Paul. Listen to old Paul address this in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 5, church. This is what Paul said to young Timothy, the servant of God. Listen to what he said in verse 5. When I call to remembrance the unfringed faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, I am persuaded and am persuaded that in thee also. What a wonderful thought. To see that the Apostle Paul said, look, As I look on you, Timothy, as I look on you, I am seeing your grandmother in you. Hallelujah! Instruction coming from your grandmother. As I look on you, I am seeing your mother in you. The instruction coming from your mother. And that instruction dwells in you to glorify God.
Praise God.
For many of us whose children have grown up to embrace Christianity, While it's not, Christianity is not something we inherit, but we appreciate the instruction coming from our parents that shows us the light. And we ourselves make the decision to follow that light. I tell you, church, it is a glorious thing. And mothers, I honor you today, mother, in the church. I respect you today, mothers, in the church. And I trust that God will continue to bless you as you go forward, to lift up his name and to glorify him. And thank you very much for the work that you have done on your children. Timothy was able to express God in this life. And in expressing God, the servant of God was saying, this didn't start with you, Timothy. It started with your grandmother. It continued through your mother. And then the same instruction, truth, knowledge, and wisdom is to be seen in you, the grandson. The church bless you today, mothers. And the church honor you today, Mother's Day. And we trust that you will continue to inspire others and to let them come into the light and glorify God as he needs to be glorified.